אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. So I thought we might start with, of course, in Sydney, the COVID restrictions are increasing every day with the latest breakout. And as the New South Wales government sets out more, these will impacting shul services, weddings and funerals. And the granddaughter of a Jewish man from Bondi has actually slammed health authorities last week for waiting 3 days to tell residents of his apartment block that they may have come into contact with COVID-19 from an infected couple. It comes as the Jewish news reveals that a Moriah College parent who tested positive unknowingly came within 60 centimetres of an infected limousine driver at Meyer in Bondi Junction, Westfield, on June the 12th, with authorities saying the encounter is a reminder of just how infectious the Delta strain of the virus is. Last Tuesday night, it emerged that the family members of the Moriah parent, man in his 50s, had also tested positive COVID. And on the next morning, New South Wales Health revealed 5 of the man's family members had the virus. And New South Wales Health confirmed there are no implications for Moriah College, though, because as the family members were in isolation while they were infectious. The Jewish News understands the man caught COVID, as I said, when he was in the range of between 10 and possibly just 50, 60 centimetres away. And unfortunately, that's what this latest strain of the virus can do.
Well, Shane, after what happened in Melbourne a few weeks ago and in Sydney now, I think it's a lesson for everyone. Go and get vaccinated. It's really, really important. Talking about vaccination, I know the AstraZeneca is going to be phased out by October, but at the moment you can get AstraZeneca if you are in the right age group. And otherwise, book yourself to get the Pfizer vaccination. Don't delay. Unless the population will be vaccinated, we are going to have that sort of disruption again and again. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Jewish Update. Shane, 6.25 million for Sydney Jewish Museum. This is a fantastic sum for the museum.
Yeah, it's a huge amount. And Holocaust survivor and museum guide Yvonne Engelmann said it was exceptionally rewarding to witness this great gift of $6.25 million from the state government. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet announced the funding on Sunday, of which $3.5 million will go towards a new three-story education building for students with curriculum-linked studies. And $2.75 million will go towards a temporary exhibition spaces and archives, so more items in the museum's collection can be displayed.
Shane, do you know if they're going to build on the same site or the Jewish Museum will move?
We're not sure, but I assume that it'll be on the same site.
Right, because it's so important, the Sydney Jewish Museum. They've got thousands of, in normal times I'm talking, not corona, they've got thousands of students going through and learning about anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. So it's very generous of the state government to allocate $6.25 million for the Sydney Jewish Museum. Shane, I'd like to move on the ABC. We've all watched the Q&A while there was a conflict in the Middle East, and we were all watched in horror. What is the result of it?
Yes, so the ABC's managing director has reportedly apologized for factual errors in the broadcast coverage of the recent conflict between Israel and Hamas. He did so during a meeting with the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. David Anderson, the managing director, met with Gillian Segal, Peter Wertheim, and the organization's newly appointed consultant, Vic Alhadif. So they had a meeting, and it followed a letter of complaint that the Executive Council of Australian Jewry sent to the ABC. In the wake of this Q&A episode showed last month, which was called Trauma and Truth-Telling, in the letter of complaint, it accused the ABC of, quote, a perversive culture of bias, if not antipathy, towards Israel and the mainstream Australian Jewish community, and it argued that the episode featured an outpouring of undiluted and uncontested falsehoods and vitriol from two panelists in particular, and the program, the panel only included Liberal MP Dave Sharma as the one lone voice for the other point of view, and of course he's not even a member of the Jewish community.
Shane, I must say that ABC apologized, but the damage has been done, because whenever there is a conflict in the Middle East and the media covers it in the way that sometimes they cover it, it affects the Jewish community directly. In Melbourne, we know that there were labels on kosher wine saying boycott Israel, and also there was on the driveway of Cheder, Chabad Cheder in Melbourne, there was written something, Free Palestine. So it's actually affecting directly the Jewish community. Can you tell us what happened with the labels on the kosher wines, and what is that Free Palestine on the driveway of Zolto Orthodox home?
Yeah, absolutely. And I should just mention before going on to that, that yeah, this meeting with the ABC was also arranged for sort of a record of the many years sort of anti-Semitic or anti-Israel things going into, or impartiality. So that was discussed too. And the outcome of that meeting was positive, not just this apology, but there's been a commitment to have further meetings and also explore steps to prevent future reoccurrences of that sort of coverage, not unbalanced coverage in the future. So that's another good thing that came out of that. But as you mentioned, in Melbourne, there's been sort of two anti-Israel incidents of note last week. One of them, parents were dropping their kids to school and they noticed the words Free Palestine was daubed along the driveway of the ultra-Orthodox Cheder Levi Yitzchok School on Chapel Street last Friday morning. And then on Tuesday, the Rabbinical College of Australia was also targeted in Melbourne with the words Free Palestine graffitied outside. And meanwhile, Dan Murphy's liquor shop chain has stressed that discrimination and racism is unacceptable and will not be tolerated in our business after stickers calling to boycott Israeli apartheid, quote, were discovered on a number of kosher wine bottles that were made in Israel and sold at one of Dan Murphy's stores in Melbourne in the suburb of East Brighton last Wednesday. It was discovered by a Jewish man in his 50s whose late grandparents were Holocaust survivors. So, of course, he was distraught when he saw that.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.